أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 39.
Az-Zumar.
Companies. Makkan period. Title. The title is taken from the word
Az-Zumar,
companies, which occurs in verses 71 and 73 of this hadith. Period of revelation. Verse 10, which states that Allah's earth is spacious, contains the clue that the surah was revealed before the Muslims' migration to Abyssinia. Some traditions indicate that this verse was revealed with regard to Ja'far ibn Abi Talib and his companions after they made up their minds to migrate. See Al-Alusi, Ru' al-Mani comments on Surah
Az-Zumar
39:10. Subject matter and theme. The entire surah stands out as an inspiring discourse delivered in Mecca on the eve of the migration to Abyssinia, in an atmosphere charged with violence and oppression. Essentially, it is addressed to the Meccan unbelievers, though at times, Muslims are also addressed. On the whole, the surah brings into sharp relief the real objective of the Prophet's call to Islam, which consists in worshipping the one true God without tainting it with any form of polytheism. This fundamental principle is expressed in a variety of ways. The purpose is to stress the truth of monotheism and the excellent consequences of embracing it, as well as to emphasize the error of polytheism and its dire consequences. People are asked to give up their erroneous attitude and turn to their Lord's mercy and compassion. It is in this context that believers are told that if they find it hard to worship God at any particular place because of persecution, they should move to somewhere else where they can keep their faith. For God's earth is vast, and He will reward them for their patience and fortitude. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is directed to let the Meccan unbelievers realize that their persecution will in no way lead to the reversion of Muslims to their ancestral faith. Furthermore, no matter what the unbelievers do to dissuade the Prophet, peace be upon him, to give up his mission, he will never do so.